Deirdre Clune, now obviously there are many aspects of the Brexit saga that continue to be debated here in the European Parliament, but in your own committee here in the Parliament, the Transport Committee, you've been looking at providing alternative transport routes to the EU from Ireland.
Yes, the Commission has come forward with a proposal post-Brexit that Ireland will need to be connected to mainland Europe directly in order to continue to trade as we do at present. And they're looking at providing support to developing maritime routes to ports such as Calais, Dunkirk, to Bruges, Rotterdam, which are going to be very important for Ireland. At present, most majority of our goods transport through the UK, when we call it the land bridge to the UK, and connecting across through Dover onto Calais. It is the shortest route for Irish products. It will always need to be there, but at the same time, we recognise that we don't know, we're facing into an uncertain period. There may be a period where the British move out without any deal, and in that case, we need to develop alternative shipping routes and alternative direct connections to the mainland Europe for Ireland. Ireland is geographically isolated and needs to be supported in that case.
And are you saying that the Commission, potentially further down the road, could look to securing funds to enable greater routes to be opened up?
That's correct. Yeah, there is a Connecting Europe facility. It's a financial package that's given directly to ports and airports as well, ports across Europe, to support the movement of goods by sea. Port of Cork has received funding under this support, under this programme, as has Dublin and Shannon as well. So it's envisaged that these ports, and indeed ports in the continent of Europe, would need to be supported further in developing routes to ensure that Ireland can continue to trade effectively with its European partners.
So this potentially could provide opportunities then for port areas.
Absolutely, there is. I mean, ports have benefited, and they're well aware of it themselves, of the opportunities that are there. But this is looking forward, post Brexit, and indeed it's recognising that ports in Ireland will have to be supported if they are to continue to provide the services for the small businesses and for those that depend on them to get goods to market across Europe.
Is there any chance that at some stage down the road we could have our own channel tunnel connecting Ireland to mainland continental Europe through roadways under the sea, obviously?
Under the sea, as a civil engineer, Karen, I can just think of the enormous, horrendous project and the difficulties from an engineering point of view. It's not going to happen, certainly not going to happen in the short term. But anything is possible. We have who would have thought that we could have had a channel tunnel, which has been so successful, and that's seen now as a direct link, that the UK is not an island, it is a direct link to the continent of Europe. So anything is possible, but I think in the short term, we really have to concentrate on what we can do and how best we can ensure that trade continues to move between Ireland and mainland Europe.